Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and this is going to be one freaking awkward day.
Wow.
Awkward.
Awkward day.
Already using the F word.
Let me give you an example. All right. I'm working today with a good friend of mine, a columnist named Marcus Hayes.
Okay, yeah.
And like half an hour ago, Rhea comes out. She says,
I'm a troublemaker.
Marcus's latest column. And you're not going to like it.
That's exactly what I said.
I don't like it, Marcus Hayes. And we're going to have a problem this morning.
I will say, I gave you fair warning last week.
I know you did, but I wasn't ready. Ali had number.
He just forgot.
He loves Marcus, who one day, years ago, was a macho mustachioed man.
Yeah.
Is now none of that. He loves a soft camp.
He had some great lines in it, though.
You had some great lines in it. But the lines were really my case. Anyway, we'll get to him. And then I got that other horse's ass, Al, who I guess will be in tomorrow, Ruben Amaro, right? Is he in tomorrow?
Yeah.
He's in Alaska right now?
Yes.
No, he's in Canada.
He told me yesterday he was in Alaska.
Oh, he went to Joe Watson's Whistler.
Why don't you stay there? All right?
Smithers.
Ruben Amaro Jr. is a wimp. And you play this for him. I'm not here about it. He's into it. You're a wimp, Amaro. A wimp. Again, Al, Papelbon took him out.
Yeah.
Well, what's he going to say at this point? Papelbon's an idiot.
He created a Lamborghini scenario, and he had Ruben Amaro smashing it into a wall. And Ruben deferred comment till tomorrow.
Good.
Well, he's that gets in Alaska.
Let me tell you something. In his day, when he was a man's man, he would not even have to comment out. He'd drive to Papelbon's house and kick his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the days. This world is getting soft.
I don't recognize that description of Ruben Amaro Jr. in any era.
Just play along. All right. And now, Al, we got all this other stuff going on. I got a guy at 9 o'clock as a guest who trolled our show yesterday. And fortunately, it was one of the rare times when we were listening rather than planning the next segment. We were listening to the, and this guy comes on out and drops a big turd in the middle of our show.
Who's that?
We're very excited about her today. And then he comes out and goes, let me tell you something. I'm kind of a betting expert. Man, I'd take the under on 9.5 wins.
500
for the Eagles.
Team.
Oh, yeah.
They're a 500 team. They're not that good at all. Well, guess what? He's coming on at 9 a day to get his ass kicked. There's going to be awkward exchanges throughout this show today, Rhea.
I didn't tell him that.
No, you didn't, but I will as soon as he comes on. I promise you that.
You say that we don't often have awkward exchanges.
No, we often do. I kind of specialize in awkward, right? Anyway, let's start. There's a couple of things here. I want to tackle a couple of GM situations in the first hour. And in a few minutes, Al, we will tackle J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Oh, who?
I am thrilled.
Yeah.
He is gone for two reasons.
Mm-hmm.
One, he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I hate hyphenated names. Yeah. I hate them.
What?
And I'm going to have, watch this. The cancel culture will get me today on hyphens.
What's wrong with hyphens?
One surname per customer.
That's not how it works anymore.
Well, that's the way my life works.
I'd like to point out we do most of the work.
Right. One, you do not have a hyphen in your name.
No.
You have a uses and night outs. One similar.
Yes.
Use.
My name.
You're done.
Never changed it.
Ortega Whiteside. I'm already tired. I didn't even get through what I want to rip him for. But anyway, we'll get to that. And we'll start this hour with a GM issue as well. Because, see, they finally got rid of Ortega Whiteside now. And they sent him to Seattle.
Yeah.
Where he can watch a far, far better receiver, DK Metcalf, who went 7 picks after he did 3 years ago. Hey, just to remind you, Whiteside, how much you suck, here's the guy that the Eagles thought was not as good as you.
Who's throwing to him now?
I have no idea. Anyway, but I want to start this hour. GMs matter, Al. That's the message.
GMs matter?
GMs matter. Anybody watch the Phillies last night?
Yes.
Because after 2 shutouts in a row, you might not want to watch another game.
Well, it was the Reds.
It was the Reds. It was Mike Minor, who is appropriately named. And but it became a one-man show. And it became a one-man show, Al, for a guy who was added to the roster at the trade deadline that everybody shrugged about.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, last night was Edmundo Sosa night in Cincinnati.
Mundo.
And calling the plays on radio was a good friend of ours, Mr. Greg Murphy. Let's listen to how Sosa did last night.
The bases are loaded with fills now with 2 outs here in the third. Edmundo Sosa will be the batter. 2-2 pitch, swung on, line drive, left field, that's a base hit. 2-run single by Edmundo Sosa. Swung on, and that one is hit down to third baseline. Great play by Sosa. He's up across the diamond in time to get the out. A diving backhanded play by Sosa, flashing some leather down there at third. Swung on, and that one's hit down the left field line, and that's going to fall in for a hit. And Sosa will cruise into second, so back-to-back doubles for the Phils, and another RBI for Edmundo Sosa tonight.
Edmundo, do it. Quiere hablar con Greg and me. Wow.
Ground ball back up the middle, sliding, stopped by Sosa, turns and fires and makes the play.
Stop.
Edmundo Sosa, who was playing basically in the shortstop position, gets behind the bag, slides, spins, and fires and gets the out. Second terrific play by Edmundo Sosa tonight. Hit on the ground to third base. Sosa has it, picks it, throws it. 5-3 goes the put out.
Another beautiful play by Edmundo.
And the Phils hold on to win this one 4-3.
Claro, sí, la verdad que gracias a Dios tuve 2 bates rotos hoy. Se me dio, picaron los batazos en el momento oportuno y la verdad que súper feliz por aportar un granito de arena a la victoria de hoy.
All right, now I added that at the end because I wanted to get his thoughts in after one of his finest nights in the major leagues.
Yeah.
But I do not understand Spanish. So I need a Spanish speaker to call in to interpret
for
me.
Who was the color guy last time? Was that Stalker?
We were not sure if it was he or Durbin.
It was Eric Kratz.
Kratz.
It was Eric Kratz again. I like Eric Kratz.
Well, turkey bacon.
He managed to make Spanish sound boring, which is really impossible to
do. I need to find out what that... Joe, play that again. I know... See, he was the hero of the game. They won 4-3.
Yeah, it was a
tight
bizarre game. Yeah.
It was a tight game. And then he made this comment, but I don't know what it means.
Claro, sí, la verdad que gracias a Dios tuve 2 bates rotos hoy. Se me dio, picaron los batazos en el momento oportuno, y la verdad que super feliz por aportar un granito de arena a la victoria de hoy.
All right, now Al, because I took 4 years of Latin.
Right.
Molto fortuno, or something like that, he said in the middle.
Yeah, good luck.
He was lucky.
Yeah.
Much fortunate.
Yeah.
Molto. I got that part
Look
out.
Look at you.
Yeah.
So, see, this is the way, Al. If you had Latin, you could figure that out.
I had Latin.
You didn't figure any of it out.
I took German.
I know. If you had Latin, I guarantee you right now, you checked out most days.
Well, the Isle of Lesbo, I stopped, yeah.
I'll bet you did. Yeah. Stop to ponder. Anyway, bottom line is, Al, not only was it Sosa last night, Syndergaard was good. Not great.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the matter with Syndergaard?
I thought they I honestly thought they didn't give the bullpen enough time to warm up and gave him that extra batter.
They should have given him
a quick inning.
You're
right.
It
was a quick inning, and it was coming out there, and I said to myself,
yep. No.
This is not.
You were right. I had the same impression.
God.
No, don't. It's 4-2. He's doing great. He gave you 7 innings, a 2-run ball.
Take
yeah.
it.
Get him out. Your bullpen's been solid. Why don't you have a guy ready for the 8th inning?
I thought the inning went so fast. I think they got caught.
Well, what do you mean get caught? At the end of the 7th inning, you start your man up.
Yeah, well.
And if somebody, there's 2 outs real quick, you get out and somebody gets an itch.
He had 77 pitches when he came out. I don't think they plan on using the bullpen in the 8th inning.
I don't know.
It's a valid point. But I would have used it. You know what it was? It was confusing me out because he started the game without the man bun, and then like he went to the man bun.
Is that right?
Yeah, he had a ponytail in the beginning.
He had a ponytail.
We pay attention to these things.
Now, let me tell you something. When it comes to hair, you got the guy.
So you know his hairstyle permutations during the game, but you didn't know how many pitches he had?
No, I had no idea. I don't pay attention to that stuff. And let me say also, Al, that I am also monitoring Brandon Marsh to find out if he ever shaves.
Oh, okay.
Because that's bad, too. And in a minute, I'm going to explain to you how I don't no longer how to do this show. Okay. I don't know how to do it now. I only got 4 months to go, but I don't know how to do it. And I'm going to illustrate to you my problem in a couple of minutes. But I am thrilled that the Phillies won. They are now out up 2 in the wild card race.
Right.
Which is great. And it looks like the moves that Dombrowski made are paying off.
Yeah.
Syndergaard was good. Marshall, though he's scraggly as hell, pretty good player in center.
Yeah.
And now this guy, Sosa, who, by the way, I acknowledge, I ridiculed a week ago. What are you putting him up for as a pinch hitter? He's hitting 160.
It didn't go well.
No, but it didn't go well, but it went really well last night. And boy, we always underestimate the value of defense. That guy's a hell of a player on defense.
You know, I was just going to say, if you think about these sorts of games, even, 4 weeks ago, this is a game they probably lose.
100%.
Except for, forget about the hitting of either one of them and the speed. They probably saved a run or two between the two.
With the gloves. You're right. And nobody have.
And Dombrowski told us that's one of the reasons he made these moves.
But you see, by doing this job, I get haunted because I watch that stuff, and every time all I want to do is scream at Keith Hernandez, saying, Keith, was that play good enough for you? Because apparently we don't play the game the right here, but it seems like we must, because look at that play. Yeah. We must be getting better at that. Veerling saved the only win of the weekend with an amazing throw. Defense matters. All right, so here's what we're going to do today before I go any further, Al. And again, I'll explain later why even this is controversial. Today, to win our prizes, and man, do we have great stuff. Would you like a Jalen Hurts jersey? Would you like a $100 Visa gift card? Would you like a $50 Wendy's gift card? Would you want a 4-pack of tickets to see the Phillies face the Pirates on August 26th, a Friday night? Or would you like a Flyers bucket hat? We got all 5 of these prizes today. All you got to do, Ava's the judge, celebrities. This could be sports figures. It could be movie stars, whatever. With hyphenated names. Hmm. Hyphenated names. Because I don't like them. And Al, you know what I did as a quiet rebellion during the Ortega Whiteside time here?
Right.
I only called them Whiteside. One surname per customer.
Mr. Whiteside.
I'm very proud of that. Let's go to Gladys, Al. I like a Gladys because Gladys, do you speak Spanish?
Hi, Angelo. Yes, I do.
All right, what did he say there?
He said he thanked God that his bats were hot last night and was able to contribute, and he was super excited that they got the win.
Yeah, go.
Gladys, are you Spanish, or how do you know how to speak that?
I'm Puerto Rican.
Oh, you're Puerto Rican. All right, and is that a fun language? Why didn't I learn that? It seems like a lot of people need that now.
I learned it growing up. My mother taught us. And, we spoke it at home.
See, this is the problem. I had all these languages in school.
Yeah.
And I still don't, and I never spoke any of them.
Did you have English?
See, Gladys, was that me? That was a mean comment, right, Gladys?
Of course, Angelo. Just a little bit more. Come on now.
I love, one other thing, Gladys.
Yes?
That's a good name.
That's
what
an
happened
awesome
to that
name.
Gladys, what happened to that name that no little babies are called Gladys?
Oh, my God, Angelo. I always hated my name, but now as I get older, I'm liking it.
You understand, the first syllable is happy. You're glad. That's a positive name. You got to love it.
Yeah.
All right, Gladys, you get.
Always call me Happy Bottom.
I'm going to see if you. Thank you for the interpretation.
Oh, my God.
Happy Bottom.
That's a whole other line of questioning.
Gladys, I need you to give me somebody we know who has a hyphenated name.
I don't have one. For
you don't have one? All right, this is very easy, Al.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of one right now that I could book at any time on this show. And frankly, I have had problems with him about it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like him. I don't like him. I'm old school. Marcus, what's your position on a hyphenated name?
Is it, what's less than, I don't care?
It's a hyphen. You gotta have a hyphen.
Marcus.
Yeah.
In sports talk radio. Right.
You have to have
always care.
Yeah.
All right, you understand?
And the answer to that is me.
Yeah. If I need an apathetic host,
we have Al.
I've got the slot filled already for 30 years. He has mastered apathy. You don't get to steal his stuff.
I will say in my 2 years working at this station, I have not cared about anything until this moment.
Okay. And I'm going to guess, because you're a fast learner, you're probably going to care from now on.
Okay.
215. See how we learn now?
I hate them.
215.
I hate how you're hyphenated.
Don't you hate them? It's
I
awful.
I do hate them.
It's awful.
This is on the job learning.
215. 592-9494. Jump on now. Hyphenated names today. Ava's your judge. When we return, Al, I'm going to just explain to you why I don't know how to do my job anymore.
All right.
WIP Sports
explain
Time.
Explain it to Marcus first.
215.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.